Blog Talk Radio.
Witches. I'm Dorian Wallace, and joined as always by my lovely sister Raina Starr. So what did
Hello.
It sound like that time?
Yeah, I heard it. Never mind. I'm like,
okay.
I know it's coming. I know you were trying to make it so I wouldn't hear it, but yeah, I heard it.
Okay. So yeah, there's no hiding it. So either
no,
way,
no
you guys will just
yeah.
have to listen to my sister going into giggle fits.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's just the way it is.
Exactly.
All right, do your
so
shout
how
out.
You
doing?
Okay. Jessica
yeah.
and Steven, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. I love you guys.
All right, my turn. Welcome to Desperate House Witches. If you are new to the show, welcome. But here's your warning. Desperate Witches.
Yeah.
Take two. Click.
That.
Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or an R-rated show. Couldn't get an X if I tried, and I have tried. So if dirty talk, bad language, bodily function conversation is offensive to you, you are excused from the show. Other than that, welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyway,
yeah,
so
for sticking around.
Yeah, well, we hope you'll stick around. We like it when you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
exactly.
So special shout out to our sponsors. Shout out. Gotta do the business. Hush. Okay, so we would like to thank our sponsors, The Angry Cauldron. Go to The Angry Cauldron. I should write songs. They have an amazing December sale. Go and get it now. Bath bombs, fresh, amazing, delicious bath bombs. Let me tell you something about bath bombs. I am a bath whore. I like my bath bombs to have lots of fragrance and lots of color. I do. And there's a store, very popular store, rhymes with Mole Hoods. Won't give you the exact name.
Oh.
Use your imagination, children. Mole Hoods, okay. They make a bath bomb that costs the same amount of money for the same size bath bomb, almost no fragrance, absolutely no color, and was a complete snooze, plus it doesn't have magic in it. So if you're into a bath or you know somebody who is, and they are a color and scent junkie like me, go to The Angry Cauldron and buy their brand of bath bombs. And in case I forgot to mention it last week, and I don't think I forgot to, but I'm going to say it again anyway, they make incredible Yule gift boxes. They come in two sizes. They're awesome. Just the price of two items is like, it's worth it for the whole box. I mean, that's how much money you're saving. It's like you're paying for two candles, but you get all kinds of other shit in the box too. Also
that's
want to give
awesome.
Another shout out to our other sponsor, the Wicked Witch herself, Dorothy Morrison.
Woo-hoo!
Wicked Witch Studios, always got something fantastic in the shop. My favorite thing, as we all know right now, in addition to the magical goods, is the magical fucking coffee. Get yourself some Hoodoo Blend. I'm telling you, if you like dark roast, go with her black magic. But if you are like me, I'm a bit of a pussy. I get it. I like a medium roast. Go for the Hoodoo. The Hoodoo is so fucking sacred in this house that it is the only coffee served on the weekends. But it's reserved
awesome.
For the weekends because that's when we drink the most coffees on the weekends. So speaking of weekends.
I was going to say, I'm coming over Sunday, so I expect a cup of this coffee.
And a cup of it you shall receive.
Woo! Okay. Proceed.
All right.
Because I'm curious to hear this story.
Okay. Well, I'm actually doing a detour on the story. I am going to, I'm venturing off. I want to talk about something. And I didn't get to mention it to you earlier, so you're hearing about it along with everybody else. So speaking of weekends, every Sunday I now fucking finally receive the New York Times because I'm intellectual and shit like that on occasion, okay? So I'm reading the New York Times. No, so I got my first copy this past Sunday. So while reading the New York Times, like I said, because on occasion I'm intellectual and shit, I came across this article by a gentleman named Christopher Caldwell called What the Alt-Right Really Means. And this guy is writing about this dude named Richard Spencer, and I'm going to quote from the paper. Mr. Spencer, 38, directs the National Policy Institute, which sponsored the Washington meeting. Now, when they're talking about the Washington meeting, it was on the news that right after Thanksgiving, not too far from the White House, there was a meeting of the alt-right, and there was video that came out of it that said, Hail Trump, Hail Victory. Very racist, very, okay, this is what the alt-right has come to mean, okay? So, despite its name, the Institute has little to say about policy, although it has called for a 50-year moratorium on immigration. What it mostly does is seek to unite people around the proposition that, as Mr. Spencer puts it, race is real, race matters, and race is the foundation of identity. This guy is a complete, utter fucknut. But the article continues, and then it goes on to say, and this is about the alt-right movement, how big is the movement? There is a hardcore of thousands or tens of thousands who are taking us seriously on a daily basis, Mr. Spencer said. But both members and detractors have an incentive to exaggerate the alt-right's size. The National Policy Institute, at this point, would have trouble holding a serious street rally, let alone turning into a mass political party. Even so, this more narrowly defined alt-right may be a force. In the internet age, political consciousness can be raised not just through quarterlies, parties, and rallies, but also through comment boards, console games, and music videos. And what they're trying to say is, remember all the stuff we got about video games being harmful to kids because they promoted violence and this and that? And then there were instances of people doing similar killings to video game killings. Well, check this out. The adjective alt-right does not just denote recycled extremist views. It also reflects the way those views have been pollinated by other internet concerns and updated in the process. For example, and this is the point of why I'm reading this to you guys. For example, the alt-right has an environmentalist component centered on a neo-pagan group called the Wolves of Vinland. The Norwegian heavy metal musician Varg Vikernes, after serving 16 years for murder, has an alt-right blog that contains his musings on everything from Norse mythology to the meaning of Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik. There are sci-fi and video game enthusiasts, too, including many who participated in the Gamergate uproar of 2014, so my millennials, I hope you're listening, which pitted, as the alt-right sees it, feminist game designers trying to emasculate the gaming world against, as the feminists saw it, a bunch of misogynistic losers.
Wow.
So here's the thing. Just as violence and this and that and, you know, misogyny, you know, crept into video games with, you know, things like, what was the game, Vice City? The one with, like, San Andreas was one of them. I can't remember the exact name of the video game, but there was a whole series of it. And I actually bought a whole bunch of them for my older children. But my children know the difference between reality and a video game, which is helpful.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that the alt-right and people of that ilk will find any way to become more mainstream, even to those of us who are not mainstream, because I don't consider pagans mainstream. You know, we were also referred to for a while as alternative religion. So be very careful with labels and who you're associating with and what you're bringing into your home. Normally, pagan hears fellow pagan, there's at least some level of commonality because it's a non-Christian, non-Judeo-Christian religiosity, as it were. But so we've got to be careful of this bullshit. Now, the whole thing about, now this has nothing to do with as a true, those folks. They were getting slammed because they were kind of, you know, racist, misogynistic, et cetera, et cetera.
White
and
power.
This, I don't know.
They were talking about European culture, which is not a fucking culture. Is not a culture.
No, but beliefs are a culture. Beliefs can be a culture. Right, but if you have a bunch of white men that believe a certain thing, that promotes its own culture. So I get it. But you got to be careful of shit like this, because if the alt-right is leaning into neo-pagan groups like this, just be careful of what you're signing on for. I love Norse mythology. I am a big, you know, Hail All Father person myself. You got to be careful of shit like this. So keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
And this is not an opinion piece. This is the New York fucking Times. I'm not going to bring you opinion pieces. I'm going to bring you real articles from real newspapers. Okay? So that's just a little food for thought today. I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. Just be careful. They're out there. They're out there and they're not like us. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. So anyway, on to a funnier topic, my phone saga.
Yeah.
My phone saga was finally resolved last Saturday. After many hours and much aggravation, I finally got my new phone. Yay. The only problem is it is still not what I wanted. It is still not as big as I needed, but hallelujah. It's ultra responsive. There's still a learning curve because it's nothing like what I had at all, because it's not even the same brand. But hey, you know, I didn't have to pay for it. We'll make do until something better comes along. Now, as far as my bra saga goes, I actually got a coupon from that store, but still no call from the chick who was supposed to find me a bra. Okay, can't win them all. Let that be the worst of my fucking problems right now. I've got it pretty good, so I can't complain about that. Then I'll tell you quickly about the weekend. The weekend is about to be interesting.
Okay.
I have two sons. I have an older son. I have a younger son. My younger son calls today.
And they are cute sons.
They are. And I get a phone call today that says, "Hi, Mom." I'm like, "Hi, what's up?" He's like, "Are you at work?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm at work. I'm around the corner. Can I come over?" Because he feeds the Panthers. Yeah, so he was over at the stadium by my other office. And he's like, "Can I come over?" "Yes, you can come over." Okay. So he stops by and he sits down and he says, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I'm like, "Well, I've got to get ready for Christmas, so I'm going grocery shopping." Because, you know, my kids are adults now. They get money. They don't get presents. Which has always worked quite well. So I have the feeling I'm in for a fucking trap tomorrow. Check this out. Kid says, "I need your help." I'm like, "Okay, what do you need? What's going on?" Well, you know, my car is getting old. I'm like, I can't afford to buy you a car, son. He's like, oh, no, 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 no. But I've got my eye on a car, and I'm not familiar with the process. Can you and go with me and make sure I don't fuck up? I'm like, okay.
Aww.
So what kind of car does the child have his eye on? A Cooper like me.
Of course. See, I'm going to be the only one in the family who doesn't fucking have one.
Well, you better get
I'm
your
so
ass
mad.
On it. I know.
I'm telling you, I am trying to manifest that shit like you would not believe.
I know.
Give me my Cooper.
So he, yeah, but hang on. He wants...
Okay.
He wants a Countryman, which isn't really a go-kart. It's a Countryman.
Oh, no.
It's bigger than a go-kart. And I'm like, dude, you can't afford that shit. It's expensive. I was like, here, look at this nice hardtop. It's just like mommy's car. And it's so much, it's like $5,000 cheaper. I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah.
It's your first
purchase
of a vehicle. I know. So my job is to be the voice of sanity tomorrow. And say, you can't afford this shit. So he's all
Tell
excited.
Auntie Dorian said no.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't listen to me, he ain't going to listen to you. So tomorrow should be interesting. My baby is buying his first vehicle. This should be fun.
Aww.
Well, at least he's window shopping. I mean, he desperately, know what? He started telling me about the litany of things that are wrong with his car. And I'm like, shit, son, you do need a new car. Good luck to you. He's like, well, you have a new car. I'm like, dude, I didn't buy my first new car until I was 40. Okay? He's 24.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, new to him, like from a dealership. I didn't set foot into a dealership for myself until I was 40 years old. For real.
Yeah, I was 28, I think. Maybe 20. I was closing in on 30. And it wasn't a new car. It was a used car.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm talking about a new car. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
So don't give me any shit about that, And so he's all, excited. And then, of course, Sunday is football day. So he's coming over for dinner. That'll be great, and he can see his auntie, so you guys can hang out. That'd be great. That'd be very good.
Woohoo! I know, I haven't seen him in forever. I need to go help him and drop off food so I can just, use Luke Kuechly as a monkey gym, or a what is it, monkey bars?
Jungle gym.
Yeah, jungle gym, monkey bars, whatever. I was trying to combine it. Exercise out of him.
You're so funny.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm a literal old woman. That's what I am.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We don't mind lechery. We don't do it seriously.
That's true.
I mean, we're innocent.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're not innocent. We are harm. Well, we're not. Shouldn't say we're harmless either. That's probably wrong as well.
If we
never
like
mind.
You, you're safe. How about that?
Never mind. Never mind.
He's safe to an extent.
Yeah. So, then, there's that, and that's fine. So, my week has been full of interestingness to a point where my boss came in from out of town and said, I'm worried about you. And I looked at him like he had a duck on his head. Yeah, my boss said he was worried about me. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because you're really working too much and you need to let some things go. And I looked at him and I said, really? Who am I letting them go to? He's like, well, not this minute. I'm like, shut up. So I basically said, yeah, fuck you, and walked away. Like I do.
Good for you.
I don't know why I get away. I get away with it. I have told every boss, fuck you, that I've ever had, and I've always gotten away with it, and it's amazing to me. It's like, there must be some kind of magical fucking fairy dust when I open my mouth to somebody who's above me and say, I'm not taking your shit and I'm not kissing your ass. fuck you. And then they laugh.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hilarious.
No, it's like, okay, I have no idea what to do in this situation. This person actually stood up for me, or stood up to me. I'm not used to this, but I actually fucking respect that this person is not willing to take my shit. There it is in a nutshell.
Cool.
Yeah. You good.
I do not suggest that everyone does this. I don't.
Yeah, no,
I don't. It's not a suggestion. But there is nothing wrong with saying to your boss, hey, you know what? You've got enough people saying yes to you just because you're their boss. I'm not going to bullshit you like that. So if you want the real trip, come here and I'll fucking tell you. But you don't have to say fuck. See, but I say fuck constantly, so people are not even fazed by it. It's weird as hell. I'm surrounded by Southerners, and they are very proper some of the time, and they just don't even, it's like I said, hi, how's the weather? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to be able to curse at will.
Yeah.
On the job.
I've gotten to the point where I just don't give a shit. It's like, I don't care if I hurt your delicate sensibilities. I'm going to speak how I speak, and I don't give a shit. I'm too old to give a shit.
There's a couple of differences there. You're not actually interacting.
Exactly. You are, yes. You are in the corporate world. I am dealing with everyday regular people. You know, and sometimes family. Sometimes family,
oh,
but,
true.
You know, it's like I try to curb it. But, you know, there's been a couple times that Grand Nana, who is in her, you know what, I'm not going to say because she's a Southern lady, but Gramp is in his 90s, let's put it that way, mid, and there's been a few times that she's dropped a couple bombs on us, and I'm like,
no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
Like, I don't know. I think people should be who they want to be, and if people don't like that, fuck them. Fuck them.
Well, that's kind of easy to say, but not so easy to do when you have to deal, like, with the public in that
sense.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't deal with the public. The public can't deal with me.
So what's your week been like, Chicky?
It's actually been good. Despite, you know, the passings this week and last week, it's actually been a good week. Yeah, I'm like, I've gotten to the point I've kind of stepped away from Facebook. Like, I've had to. I'm sorry, I love y'all, but I can't do it anymore. You know? And I don't know. It's like, Things have been on an upswing. Something has shifted, and I'm kind of happy about it. And I'm looking forward to Christmas. I really am. We're having our ex-jamaganza again on Christmas Eve, which is
cool.
Staying in pajamas all day, snacking on, like, popcorn and what have you. I'm not really cooking much until dinner. And then I'm going to try. I can't guarantee that this is going to happen, but I'm going to try a Dickens-style Christmas Eve dinner and then make whatever I have to. Yeah, I know. That's why. I'm not sure that this is going to happen. I would like it to happen, but I'm also being realistic with my life. So I would like it to happen. I don't know that it's going to.
Wow.
It might be McDonald's. I don't know.
your jamagama, we call around here Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're having a Sunday.
Yeah, it's good. Definitely good.
I don't know. So, yeah, we shall see. I think, I don't know, last year it was nice. We did hot chocolate. We did a ton of Christmas movies. I think we did like Polar Express, Scrooge, the Albert Finney version, because that's my favorite. And my second favorite is the Bill Murray version, Scrooged. But, you know, all the rest were kids' picks. You know. So it was nice.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, and then we've got a Christmas party to go to tomorrow night. So that should be fun.
Awesome. What? What?
No, I adore the family. I really do. But the last get-together, Lynn, who actually works with my husband, I don't know. It's like, you know, I know my husband can be hard to take at some points, but you know your sister. Unless you have that privilege, unless I know you well enough, unless you have dealt with my husband on an ugly basis, don't come at me with my husband. Just don't.
Ooh.
Because I will cut a bitch. It's like, don't think you're going to be cute. Don't think you're going to get me on your side. Don't think any of that, because that's not going to happen. That's my husband.
Yeah, okay.
There are two people that are my best friends in the world, and that's my husband and my sister. Now, you know my husband. You can talk crap about him, but somebody else, I don't know that well. What's going to happen?
And I don't do it just to do it.
Mad.
I don't
huh?
do it just to do it. I don't do it
exactly.
just to do it. I mean, he's got to give me
you,
reason.
Exactly. And I know your reasoning, and I am most of the time in agreement with you. Because I love him, but yes, he can be difficult. He's very picky. And I don't deal well with picky sometimes. But yeah, it's. I think he learned his lesson last time. You know, like I said, I adore them, especially his family. They are awesome, awesome people. But I think he knows better than to come at me and just go around, because it will not end pretty. So I'm curious as to how that's going to end tomorrow.
Well,
I'll call
I mean,
you and
was
let
there,
you know.
Was there a specific incident?
No, that's the whole thing. It's like, clearly this had been something that was weighing on his mind for quite some time, because he got he had a few libations, let's put it this way, and it had been a while since he had had any libations.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever was in his mind came out, and it's like, oh really? Okay.
Were these
you know,
previous grievances or something?
No, this was my first time meeting him. First time. And,
no,
you know,
no, no.
He kind of
no,
knew.
No, that's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking.
Okay.
Was he voicing previous grievances?
No. No.
He
not
had,
at all.
He had new grievances.
Yeah, if there was any previous grievances, I was unaware.
Okay.
So was my husband. He was
oh,
just
shit.
Like,
okay.
He kind of looked at me like, where the fuck did that come from?
Ah, gotcha.
And I looked at him, and it was like, oh, boo-boo. No, 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 no. No, no. No, no.
Okay.
I am not on team you. I am on team us. Fuck you.
Wow. Interesting.
But, yeah. So, yeah, tomorrow night should be interesting. Should be fun.
So it's,
you
so
know,
is,
there's,
it a
really,
is it a family-type gathering? I'm just trying to make sure I understand what's happening here.
Yes, yes. It's family and friends.
Ah, gotcha.
Which I'm totally cool. And I'm totally cool with him, too. It's like, I understood, okay, it's been a while for you. And this has obviously been something you've been insecure about my husband. I'll give you that. I will let it go this time. Bring it up to me again. You're done. No, thank you.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah. Yeah, it should be interesting. Hopefully it will not be brought up again, but...
What are you wearing to the party?
You know what? I don't know yet. Probably black. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have many
colors.
Exactly.
Well,
oh, goodness.
Do you have a purple shirt?
No, I don't think so.
Hold on. Well, you don't have to hold
okay.
on. I have to go look in my closet.
Oh.
I have to go look in my closet because your sister can make magic out of nothing. Hang on. I've got to go look in the closet. I got to see what's in the closet, give you a little sparkle. We got to zhuzh you up, girl.
I love to be zhuzhed because I don't know how to zhuzh myself.
You do. You just don't do it. You need to do it, though.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
Let's see. What is this? No, that's not it. Hang on. You know, I love shopping. Anybody who knows me knows I love to shop.
I am a
shopaholic. I confess it. I am a shopaholic. I am queen of the shops.
But you're good at it. You're so good at it. It's not
Hang
like
on.
You just buy willy-nilly. It's not like you just, oh, okay, well, maybe down the road I'll need one of those. It's you have to want it. You have to need it.
I have to see if this looks right together. Well,
okay.
I have to see if this looks right together because that might be cute. I don't know. I don't know if you're going to like this.
Okay.
So
if it's got animal prints, probably. Probably not.
Animal prints? No. Jesus, Mary and
okay.
Joseph. Okay, so I have these leggings that I got for you. And the leggings are black with triangles. And the triangles, believe it or not, are like a golden color with
Ooh.
Pink, but not ugly. Actually, it's more of a purple. It's kind of a fuchsia. Well, it's like this weird, there's tiny little bits of like this pinkish. And then there's this, they're actually really cool. I'm making them sound shit, but they're really cool. they're actually quite jazzy. And then I've got this purple shirt. It's a dark purple shirt. And believe it or not, I actually like these two items together.
Cool.
I don't know, you're going to have to come over and try this shit on.
Oh, twist my arm.
Yeah. But your party is tomorrow, so maybe you should come over tomorrow. Maybe you should come over early tomorrow. What time is your party?
I think it starts at like 3 or 4, something like that.
Oh,
maybe
Jesus,
even later.
Mary and Joseph.
Yeah,
okay, so here's...
Yeah, it's not
here's
till later.
Okay. So here's what, this is how your day is going to run tomorrow.
Okay.
How do you like this shit, folks? Let me just tell her exactly what the fuck she's going to do. All right.
And she's one of the few that can get away with it.
Well, only because I'm trying to help. So.
Exactly.
I've got these leggings. You need to come over and stick them on your ass and give them a try. And.
Woohoo.
Put this dark purple shirt over it, and I think it would be really fucking cute.
Okay.
And
what
that way, you have black shoes, yeah? Because your shoes, I can't put shoes on you. Now, I have to tell you, this is not a sexy shirt. This is a family-style dolman sleeve shirt. It's a comfy shirt. But it's really super soft, so it's comfortable.
Ooh.
You dig?
I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, I dig comfort in my old age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And if you like this shirt, you will keep the shirt as well. Because I'm Aww. Not. I don't look good. I don't look good in this color. So I put it on, and I was like, I'm not digging it, man. You're smaller than me, so this will probably look really good on you.
Purple is one of my favorite colors. So
yeah,
purple, blue, peacock green.
Yeah, I think you may dig it. Either that, or you'll say, okay, I'm not wearing this shit together. You have no fucking taste, and just take both pieces and match them to whatever the fuck you want. Because I really don't care. Because I know you're gonna like it.
Cool.
So you're gonna like the leggings.
Thank you.
I think. Even though there's some yellow in the leggings, it's mostly black.
See, I don't mind yellow. I really don't. You know, it's my husband who minds yellow. Because me, if I had my druthers, my entire kitchen would be like a powder gray, a powder yellow, like a butter yellow.
Yeah.
Or no, it would be powder. With white, and then black and white checker floor with chrome everywhere. You know,
see, and I love
yellow.
See, and I'm this is where he and I agree. I'm not a yellow fan in the slightest.
Yeah.
I don't like yellow, and I don't like powdered gray either. I like black and white checkered floor. Love that. Stainless
yes.
steel appliances, love that. Red accents, like around the frames of the doors and the windows.
Oh,
that I like. I love that retro diner 50s thing.
Yes.
It's black and white and chrome and red accents only. Love it. Very cool.
Yeah, see, we had a place out in California, which is now, oh God, funny enough, I just looked it up today, or no, it was yesterday. And it used to be called the New York Diner. It's
uh-huh.
now like a Mimi's Cafe, I think, which is like kind of an American French bistro type of deal. But, yeah, but it's, I don't know, it was pretty cool because it was the gray and the yellow and the white and black checkered floor and chrome everywhere. It was such an awesome place, and they closed down, and I was like, no!
Oh,
yeah.
So you're trying to recreate that. That's what you're trying to recreate.
I would love
that
to do
memory.
That.
Ah.
Well, and there was a place underneath, oh God, the last time I went in the Trade Towers. You know, the World Trade Center underneath, the underground, there was a little New York diner there, you know, and it was
mm-hmm.
open and everything, but it was the yellow, and then it was like it looks like a taxi cab, and I love
yeah.
that look. I love it muted. I love it bright. It's like, oh, yes, taxi cab. Give it to me.
You're hilarious.
But my husband won't go for it. Yeah, I'm just, I don't know what it is with me. I've gotten into design lately, and I can't pull it off, nor do I have the money to.
But that's cool. You've got an eye for it. That's nice. See, I have to look at pictures
yeah.
of other people's shit and say that. As far as I go. I'm more of a point and shoot kind of girl. It's like, oh, I like what they did. Do that. Or I
there
like what
go.
She wore. I'll wear that, even though it will not look as good on me. I don't care. I like it. So
yeah, I was
going to
say, you can rock anything, so fuck them.
No, it's not true. And I don't care. See, when you hit a certain age, you no longer have to give a shit. Actually, you don't have to give a shit at any age. It's just that most people
true.
Do up until a certain point. And then it's like, wait a minute, I'm already this age? Fuck it, I don't have to care. If
yeah,
people
exactly.
learned to not
they
care
looking
sooner,
at me.
They'd be happier. Yeah, it's like,
exactly.
you'd be happier. Trust me.
Yeah. I think I got to about 37, I started, like, with the, you know what, I don't give a shit.
Oh, there you
me.
Go.
Whew!
You okay there, kid? So yes, let's see. Yule is coming. Yule is coming up upon us quickly. I don't know what everybody's plans are for Yule. I'm going to be spending a very quiet Yule in reflective contemplation, lighting candles for a friend who's having a surgery, lighting another candle for a friend who is recovering from a surgery, and assorted shit like that. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a major party. Oh, I have to just say, somebody really awesome somebody did something really awesome for me this week, and her name is Brandy. I'm not going to give the rest of her name, but she did an awesome thing for me. I found out, yesterday, that I needed a dress for a party.
Oh.
And I'm like, ah, shit. I don't have time for this bullshit. I hate going to the mall. I'm not a fan of shopping. So I actually got on my Facebook and I started looking around, and everybody knows I love LuLaRoe. I don't work for them. I don't sell it, but I love the clothing line. And yeah. I saw a dress from a seller in California, and it was one of these dresses that they did a special collection for the holidays where it was kind of glitzy, and some of them are shimmery, and some of them like have gold foil on them, and some of them are really cute. Some of them, but some of them are really nice. So I found this dress, and I'm thinking, holy shit, I need this for next week. And I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Shipping from California, good luck trying to get it within a week, okay? So obviously I need the dress. I need to have the dress in hand by next Wednesday. So this girl, hilarious. I was like, dude, I love this dress, but there's no way it's going to get to me in time. And she's like, no, don't worry. It'll get there by Saturday. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. And I was like, oh, she's put my mind at ease. She checked out the shipping. She's like, yeah, no. You know, unless you want it tomorrow, you don't have to worry about it. It'll get there Saturday. I'm like, okay, Saturday's fine. I don't need it till next Wednesday. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
My mail shows up today. Bitch has overnighted this bitch to me. I could not believe it. Charged me nothing for it. Seriously, did not charge me anything extra. She's like, and there's a little note in the package that says, enjoy your party, baby. And I was like, oh, you are kidding me. It was the sweetest thing ever. So I got on her page today and I was like, you're freaking kidding me. Love you so much. And she was like, oh, you got it. I'm so glad. Yeah, she sent it overnight. Total stranger.
Aww.
This isn't somebody who knows me personally. Doesn't know I have a radio show. Doesn't know me from all. Doesn't even know I'm pagan. Doesn't know me from a whole. Just a nice person did a nice thing for me, like for a stranger.
That's so sweet.
Do something nice for a stranger. I was so beside myself, tickled. I'll show you the dress tomorrow. It's really cute. It's shimmery. It's really pretty. I love it. So I have an outfit, and she was worried that I wouldn't have it in time and wanted to put my mind at ease. So she made sure it got to me today. I didn't order it. You want to know what time I ordered it? It was after 3:00 yesterday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when I ordered
it. And she had – wow.
And I had it this morning.
Go, Brandy.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
yes, please.
Chick's awesome. Chick did me a total solid. I mean, for real. She didn't have to. She did not have to do that. And, oh, by the way, these specialty pieces, people have been price gouging them like crazy. Like, even on like even on Facebook, some people were charging this amount of money. Some people were charging this amount of money. She charged the bare minimum of the upcharge because it was this special collection. She like, as a matter of fact, to be honest with you, I think she lost money on the deal because she sent it to me overnight. Try sending anything from California across the country overnight. Bitch, you're going to pay. Hello, you're going to pay.
I just got something from California, overnight would have been like $75.
Yeah, and this girl sent me a dress.
That's insane.
Okay.
Go, girl.
I'm telling you. So I was just like,
special blessings on her.
Seriously, and I said to her publicly, I was like, thank you for not price gouging. I've seen this dress on eBay for like $100. I'm like, you kidding me?
That's
unbelievable.
Insane.
Oh, the shit that people try to get away with on eBay is unfucking real. Unreal. I saw somebody charge over $100 for a pair of leggings because of the pattern. And people are spending. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Douchebag.
I don't want anything that badly. And I was like, okay, so somebody had, they had a pair of leggings up there for like $50. And I'm like, okay, $50 is a little out of the way. Because these leggings are $25 typically, okay? And I saw this person trying to sell it for $50 or best offer. So I offered $35. And the person counters back with, oh, no, I'm sorry. She started them at $55. I sent her an offer of $35, and she countered back with $50. And I countered back with, like, $40, and she countered back with $49. And I said, no. No.
Wow.
You have now effectively lost the sale. She's still trying to sell them. She's relisted them twice. She's relisted them twice. I'm like, you got greedy. This is what happens when you get greedy. I'm telling you, don't get greedy.
You should go back to her and offer $35.
I should go back to her and offer what the actual retail price is, which is $25.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's like, no, nobody's going to pay your inflated prices just because you're trying to turn a buck. I mean, it's one thing for what the market will bear, but people get unreasonable and just, I mean, fucking greedy. I mean, this is why she can't sell them now. It's like, if you're just buying shit to turn it over for more money, I guess that's okay. But when you're getting a fair offer, I don't know. I mean, maybe I would have held out for 40 if it were me, but there's a point of diminishing returns when you're just being greedy. You know, to charge somebody double price. I don't know. I couldn't. I don't think I could do that. If people want it badly enough, they'll bid on it, and it'll go up as high as it's going to go. And I understand you want to make your money back at the very least and maybe make a few bucks on top of that. But when you're looking to, like, score double, that just seems a little cheesy to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I know in some instances people will pay it. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, and then it becomes about principle. And it's like, no, you know what? I'm purposely not going to buy anything from you going forward because I kind of see what you're about.
Asshole.
You know. No, it's not even about calling them an asshole. It's about, you know, just what are you willing to, like, hold out for and do? I mean, I don't need anything that badly. I'm very well taken care of. I'm pretty spoiled. You know, I really have nothing to be honest with you. But cheesy, crazy. Some people are just over the top. Greed's a fucked up thing. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Well, we are about down to 9 minutes. I actually extended the show from 45 minutes to 60. But my phone is, I don't know, doing that thing again. So I love you, but I'm anxious to get off the phone and stop that noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm into it. You're fine. I love you. Not a problem.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Well, we will see y'all next week, and we love you, and have a great weekend. Enjoy some football, enjoy some Christmas parties, enjoy whatever it is that's going on, and we'll
absolutely
talk to you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bright blessings.